Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And I have three financial planners here in the studio. Cindy Gibson is local, and Brian Fields is the regional director for Waddell & Reed. Renee Russ is also with Waddell & Reed. She's from Wasilla, and they're here to talk to us about a whole bunch of interesting financial planning matters. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Morning. Welcome.
Well, you have a couple of public presentations happening today at the Sealing Cove Business Center. One is at 11, it's on market volatility, and another is at 2, and that's specifically for nonprofit boards around legacy funding. So let's talk about that first presentation from 11 to 1. Market volatility, what is it?
Well,
Cindy.
Thanks, Melissa. It's just called Market Swings, How to Survive the Swings in the Market. Recently, we've all been experiencing kind of the ups and downs, lots of ups and downs probably in the last 18 months or so. And so we begin getting lots of questions about how does that impact me today? How does that impact me long term? So we decided to put together a presentation about that. But in conjunction with that, so there'll be a lot of just tangible, good foundational core practices around how you invest your money for the now and for the long term. But with that, we recognize there's a lot of emotion involved. And so the second part of our presentation is going to be on mental roadblocks and the things that are mentally keeping us from making smart financial decisions. And they could be things like limiting beliefs, kind of inertia, something called anchoring, loss aversion. You know, it takes a lot more out of us when we see on paper we've lost a little money than it puts into us when we see on paper that we've, you know, made the equivalent amount. So if you earn 10%, your euphoria is not equal to the amount of depression you have when you lose 10%. And again, it's on paper, so and probably everyone hates it when we say that, oh, you've only lost money on paper, but that's part of the whole emotional piece. So we're going to talk a lot about that and how to understand how that relates to your relationship with money and your investments and your long-term goals.
Well, Brian and Renee, you are down here to participate. Do you often talk to folks about these kinds of emotional underpinnings of financial decisions?
Actually, I do. I see many people throughout the week, and the market changes sometimes people's perception of what their long-term goal should be. So if somebody says, hey, they need X amount of dollars in 10 years just because we have a downturn, sometimes people want to stop saving for that goal. And when we sit down and ask them, is that goal still there? And they say, yeah. And I'm like, well, then why would you stop saving? You actually might want to save a little more now that, you know, your goal savings is on sale. So we talk about it a lot.
And Brian, what's your experience?
I do as well. I actually speak quite a bit. And so when I address public groups, we address these particular issues and how money relates to them and the decisions they need to make. And it's constantly in conflict with how they lead their lives because there's so many opportunities and draws for the present way to work with their money. And that could be vacations and trips and things like that that can be distractions to keeping them away from planning for long term. And we call that present bias.
It's so interesting how really money is about our psychology. Mm-hmm. It's about our emotions and really hard to talk about. Mm-hmm. What's it like trying to get people to come down to a presentation like this?
On a sunny day.
on a sunny day.
Well, we're hoping to have some food. There's a little enticement. We are going to be at the Sealing Cove Business Center, so there are nice big windows there. Maybe you'll get a little, you know, chance to come across the bridge and enjoy the sun on that side of the island here. And, you know, just the enticement is just going to be the fact that you have three of us to kind of draw all three brains. There's strength in numbers. And it's an interesting topic. So hopefully people will be interested.
So if you have specific questions about changes in the market, you can bring mm-hmm. those. If you also just maybe want to hear if you're interested, you can come down as well and explore.
I think anyone who's interested in becoming more self-aware about their behavior and how their own behavior can hinder or enhance their future retirement goals or whatever financial goal they have, I think it's a fabulous opportunity for anyone interested in that.
So that's from 11 to 1, and then there's another session from 2 to 3, and what's that about?
Right. So that is really targeted toward boards, nonprofit organizations, and anyone really is welcome to come to that. But we're really going to discuss the ideas around legacy planning and estate planning and why people do it, you know, what the benefits are to the people that do it, and how a board might begin to understand the layers of complexity in when donors make gifts to an organization. Because, you know, Raven Radio just had their big fundraising drive a few weeks ago, and that's an annual gift that's expected to be made. I also know that you have a foundation as well. Well, if I'm going to give to your organization every year, and I'm passionate about the radio as I am, and I want to make an annual support gift, that's money that's going to come from my normal cash flow. And what boards don't realize is that the very people that give to nonprofit organizations every year are the ones that are, will be most likely to make a legacy gift. And so I might think, wow, I'm really passionate about Raven Radio. I give to them every year. I think I'd like to include them on one of my beneficiary designations, and I'd like to give them a percentage of my estate when I pass along. And that's the kind of thinking that we're going to talk about and look into. And those are really those long-term things that won't happen maybe 5, 10, even 20 years down the road. But when you put these things into place, it's like planting a seed, right? There's only a tree here today because somebody planted a seed 20 years ago, correct?
Well, we were talking about individual barriers to financial planning. What are the barriers to nonprofit boards and foundations for this kind of long-term planning?
Well, the challenge for a nonprofit, like Cindy intimated, is that there's a constant need for current revenue to make the operations run. And so it's really a long-term proposition to educate your contributors to think a little bit differently in terms of including their favorite charities or entities in terms of how they want to help support them. But it takes steps to make that happen. And, you know, sometimes it takes some legal work and things like that. And so those can be barriers that people need to overcome to include that in their planning. And it, like I said, it could take years and years for those things to come to fruition. So it's a very long tail on those gifts being made.
Well, you know, Brian and Renee, I'm interested to know what it is that drives you to travel around the state talking to people about financial health.
Actually, we love what we do, and Cindy and I have worked together for many years, so we do travel to different places throughout the state. Brian travels throughout the Pacific Northwest and Southwest, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the more people we get to talk to, the more people we get to help them realize their goals. And then I know for myself, and I believe the others, we get excited seeing people reach their goals, and that's pretty fun.
And it does seem that this is a topic about health, essentially.
Right.
You know, this is not just some paper cash conversation. It's about an individual and family health and organizational health.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think money is one of the biggest stressors in people's lives. So if we can help take the money stress off the table, it should hopefully, you know, in theory, lead to better long-term physical mm-hmm. health, mental health.
So what can people expect when they walk in the doors at the Sealing Cove Business Center for each conversation?
I think the first conversation, it will just be, you know, whoever, it's open to the public. So if you'd like to RSVP, you can call our office 966-2803 and let us know you're coming. But you don't have to. It's Sitka, for heaven's sakes. Just show up. We'd love to have you there. And you can come and go if your schedule doesn't allow for the full 2 hours. It probably won't even be quite 2 hours. And we're really casual. We want to have a lot of interaction. And so as we make our presentations, we like hands to be raised and stories to be shared and a lot of feedback and back and forth. And then pretty much similar, you know, style for the 2 o'clock time at least, but we're really hoping to focus on helping boards understand how people, you know, begin to donate these bigger gifts and then who they should be identifying and within their own organization and how to just let people know about the opportunity, right?
How to communicate that.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for me to make a legacy gift, whether it's to Sitka through the Sitka Legacy Fund, it's to the radio station, to my church, to the music festival, the arts camp, whatever. And if I don't know about that opportunity as a donor, then I might be surprised at the end of my life to say, oh, I wish I would have known. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're talking about, is helping boards understand the best ways and the most effective ways to communicate the opportunities they have within their organization to let people participate at really high levels.
Well, in case people cannot attend, can they contact you?
Oh, of course, always. Yeah, about anything. You got any kind of financial question.
And we're about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
They're just really, they feel like they're on vacation.
The sun is in our eyes.
It's in everyone's eyes.
We're enjoying being here and looking forward to helping people out.
Yeah. Well, that's today over at the Sealing Cove Business Center with folks from Waddell and Reed. They'll be talking from 11 to 1 about changes in the market and how you can make sound and healthy financial decisions. And from 2 to 3, it's nonprofit boards and foundations legacy planning for your organization. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.